You'll see that several of the cases today, we don't have any of the big dramatic Anna Nicole Smith characters that we occasionally have in our cases, but we have lots of blended families, kind of a continuing theme. Of course, we've had some presentations in the conference on blended families in particular, but that's always a big issue, the step-parent and the kids from the prior marriage. So you'll see that theme running through a lot of these. We lost my father a few years ago, and after the immediate hurt had worn off a bit, I told my mom, "Mom, if you find a honey, if you find that special man again, just shack up with him. It won't hurt my feelings. I won't judge you. My sisters won't judge you. We'll all embrace him, but just don't get married." And I think maybe if some of these people had followed that advice, or at least had heard it before they married, maybe we could have avoided some of these issues. The first case that we're going to talk about actually is our one and only Texas Supreme Court case that we're going to cover today. And it's one that was fairly well anticipated. We were kind of looking forward to it because it addresses in particular the issue of tortious interference with inheritance rights. So we've had some disparity in different courts of appeals on how we've treated this tort in Texas. I think I, at least in law school, had heard of the tort and assumed we had it. And then lo and behold, we had a number of cases come out that said no. No, we don't have such a cause of action in Texas. And some people were saying, what? And other courts were saying, well, of course not. We've never had that. So it's just very inconsistent what we're seeing come from the courts of appeals. This particular case is out of a situation arising in Fort Worth. It would have been Fort Worth Court of Appeals, but it was transferred to the Lubbock Court of Appeals for purposes of docket control. And then went from Lubbock Court of Appeals to the Texas Supreme Court.